welcome to another edition of On a Tangent.
Hey, hey.
And Rob's with me. I'm your co-host, Will Healy, and so delighted to be here on a rainy, well, I don't know if it'll be rainy when this show airs, but it's raining right now. So if we get confused about the date and the conditions and the weather, you can blame us, I guess, because we're confused generally. But
we would appreciate your forbearance on that matter tonight. We're doing our best.
We are. We're here in the studio. We're in Studio A tonight, which is also a little different for us, right here at the studios of KYMN Radio. Arguably the finest AM/FM broadcasting scene. And I would say, you know, I'm tempted to say the upper Midwest, but I want to go further.
Yeah, let's expand that a little bit.
Yeah. Our first tune is kind of a springtime thing, since spring is in the air.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy named M. Ward. I just want to say one thing about this guy before we roll the tune. He's a singer-songwriter type, Rob, so you can...
I like the sound of that, I think I like this guy already.
He was in a group, a duo called She, Him. Did you ever...
Oh, yeah, sure enough.
With Zooey...
Yeah, Dashanelle, yeah.
Oh, I was hoping you would know how to say that.
Did I say that correctly? I'm not sure.
Well, I think
you know,
so.
We'll let the callers correct me.
Yeah, so... But he also did a turn with the Monsters of Folk, which I thought was a little ostentatious. But one of the guys in the Monsters of Folk is a guy named Connor Oberst. And I wondered, maybe you have an inside track on this. Is he related to Bailey Ober, the pitcher for the Twins?
You know, I don't know, but I can drill down on that by next month's show.
Okay.
If you can give me 4 weeks, I can come back with an answer.
Here's M. Ward with his really sprightly tune, Here Comes the Sun Again.
And queens, they all bow down to you. Ranches and ranch hands are bowing too. And I'm taking off my straw hat for you. Singing, here comes the sun again. And the leaves on the trees, they all call out your name. Chrome on the freight line shines the same, and the stars in their cars roll their tops down for you, singing, here comes the sun again. Oh, but if you're gonna stay, show some mercy today. Lonely breeze on my face. Snowbanks and drifts down the hillside for you. Slides inside Sandy River before day is through. And before evening falls, I may find myself there too. Singing, here comes the sun again. Here comes the sun again.
Rightly is rightly.
Yeah.
That was a nice lid lifter right there.
Yeah, you know? I think so too.
If Bailey Ober was not in on that action before he heard that tune, I bet he is now.
So what I like about Bailey, among mm-hmm. other things, is that he's 6'9".
He's lanky. Yes, he is.
But he's got He's got some girth to go with it. It's not just lanky.
Is that true?
So, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. Well, you've taught me this term. He throws a heavy ball.
Yes, he does. He just, 6'9 guys, they just reach out and they set it in the catcher's mitt.
Well, it's not that simple. Trust me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, that was M Ward with Here Comes the Sun Again. And I hope that lifted your spirits like it lifted ours. Mm-hmm. As we head into this episode number 4 of On a Tangent, this is the favorites episode. So we are naming and claiming those things, songs, stories, so on and so forth, that are the ones we love best. And we're going to share those with you tonight as best we can, though. What is it? Forewarned is forearmed. Is that what the saying is?
I think that's the expression. Yeah, and I have an app on my phone of idioms, and I can look it up. But yeah. I think it's forewarned and
I don't mean to go all stalled, militaristic on the bit.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. So don't want to pull a Hegseth, if you know what I'm saying. Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, let's, how about if we leave that behind in a quick hurry and we return to the land up north with a couple of our favorite Canadians, the Brothers Landreth. We've heard from them before on the show and liked them so much that we're coming back to them. And this is their song, Got to Be You, the Brothers Landreth on a Tangent.
Hey.
there they were, the brothers Landreth, Joey and...
Jimmy.
It could be Jimmy. For our purposes, it's going to be Jimmy. Okay. The other Landreth is what some refer to him as. Yeah, Joey Landreth, man. Yeah, that slide guitar. Yeah. He's really a great, he's a great young player. So,
and a great tune.
Yeah.
Well, it was, you know, listener requested. When are you going to do more of the, I think the request came in, the Bros Landreth.
Yeah. I mean, you know how the kind of the, you know, the Northfield crowd.
I do.
You know how they talk. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, we're going to turn our attention to a kind of a gospel song now. The War and Treaty. Rob, I actually came by these guys via something that you introduced me to, which is a wonderful podcast called No Small Endeavor out of Nashville. Mm-hmm. And it's won all these awards, as have The War and Treaty. It's a husband and wife duo, Michael and Tanya Trotter. And they have been gospel artists. That's how we came to know them. But they also are the first black duo nominated for Country Duo of the Year.
Here we go. That's pretty good, isn't
it? Well, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, here's how I feel about it.
Right.
It's about damn time. To borrow a, from the comments.
Yeah, that part of it.
Yeah.
That part of it. Breaking new territory, new ground. Michael was served in the U.S. Armed Forces, and he was out. I could go on and on about his rank and all that, but he found himself deployed and encamped in one of Saddam Hussein's private palaces, which happened to have a piano in the basement. And so,
You making this up?
No, I'm not. This comes right from
a trusted source.
Well, I called Michael earlier today, and he verified all of this.
Yeah, very trusted source.
So his company commander said, "Hey, Michael, or Mike, why don't you toy around with the piano? We got some time on our hands here." And so he did, and he also had a passion for singing. His commander, sadly, was killed shortly after that recommendation, but... So Michael wrote his very first song in Captain Sheets, I gotta say that with carefully, honor, sang it at the memorial service. But then he began singing and performing at services of other fallen soldiers. I just thought that was kind of a cool thing.
That is quite a story.
Yeah, he came back and started doing music with his wife. And this is clearly my favorite of those. This is a little something called... Jubilee.
Oh, it's great stuff.
Yeah.
I see the morning coming in your eyes. Jubilee, Jubilee. It's shining brighter than the sun in the sky. Jubilee, Jubilee. Jubilee, Jubilee, yeah. Your kind of singing, cutting through the noise. Jubilee, Jubilee,
oh, Jubilee,
Jubilee. You're the kind of joy that I need. Shining brighter than the sun in the sky. Jubilee, Jubilee, oh yeah. Well, Jubilee, yeah.
right in the pocket, I'd
say. That's not bad, is it?
I just saw those guys on TV the other night, and it was not the Country Music Awards show, but it was another event that they were singing at, and they just light up the whole room and the whole sky.
You know, if artists, you know, kind of can provide testament to their sort of their emotional life, you know, in what they sing or paint or write or whatever, and the story you told about his experience in the military, where you're imagining that he's experienced deep, dark, heavy, hard things. That stuff shows up in a song like that, that gives just a little bit of kind of a glimpse of something better.
It does. There's a great line, "You're kind of singing, cutting through the noise." And that's what it does for me. That just cut right through the noise.
Great stuff. The Warren Treaty with their song Jubilee. Thanks for bringing that one, Will.
Yeah.
That's a good one. You know, we're going to stay in kind of in that lane, that Americana lane, with our next tune. This comes from Madison Cunningham, tremendous young songwriter, guitar player, singer. She's the kind of person, I've said this before about her, that everybody wants to do a project with. You know, even though she's only, I don't even think she's 30. Yeah.
Right.
And she's well known and well loved, Grammy nominated, I think maybe 4 or 5 times already.
Wow.
Has won a Grammy. And she just, I'm just going to read you, this goes back a ways, Rolling Stone's description of what she brings. She's a Californian, so they say a new spin on West Coast folk rock with classical tendencies, electric guitars, jazz school chord changes, and alt-rock strut, all living under the same roof. It's true. It's true.
That's true.
You know, right. Those music critics can be wordy, but I agree with every word of that description right there. So maybe we should give it a listen.
Sure.
Yeah, here's Madison Cunningham with her tune, Beauty into Cliches.
How I feel for the sky, overused by poetry and rhymes. Within the sentence that follows, we stayed up all night. Oh, shouldn't it concern me that we shrink beauty to fit in our minds? Don't have to listen to the whole song to know what's in the thin line.
Okay, all right.
Should I feel fine about tossing the meaning for the sake of the rhyme? But aren't we good at turning beauty into cliche?
Boston rocker.
Oh, how I feel for the lonely girl, quickly made into a woman by the words they coin sense through her hair, straightening in in the rhyme, changing the human into what sells and buys. But aren't we good at turning beauty into cliche? It's never ever so alphabetical. You go out of order and they call you heretical, and you just said, "Well, no." Nobody had time to hear. Pretending the truth isn't explicit won't censor the people affected by it. It's like the first time you ever heard real music in your ears.
enough. It don't ever measure up. Turning the depth of the ocean to the size of a cup. But are we good at turning beauty into cliché? Sense of it, all the things that make you cry out of happiness, but some things are just better left unexplained. But aren't we good at turning beauty into cliches?
Madison Cunningham, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Beauty into cliches.
You know, the only Cunningham I remember is Billy Cunningham, who played for the Philadelphia 76ers. He was a white guy who could jump out of the gym. He's before your time, Rob. So
yeah,
don't even pretend like you know who
searching.
I'm talking about.
Yeah, right. Okay. I don't know if you know, if the Cunningham clan is bi-coastal, if Madison is related to Billy from Philadelphia, probably not.
There can't be that many
yeah.
Cunninghams in the world, but
yeah.
There was Richie Cunningham.
Well, there's Richie Cunningham. Was Madison Cunningham, was her family the Baked Beans Cunninghams, do you think?
You know, I'll tell you what, we're going to throw open the phone lines right now.
Thank you. That's a good idea.
Invite the listener to join us, because we're just at times in this show,
yeah,
we find ourselves just at a dead end.
Can I say one thing before we start taking calls on the baked beans question? Keep your bushes to yourself. They're barely baked beans. Bushes, baked beans. If you ask me.
Okay. Well.
So we don't need them.
That was a little oblique, but. We got some celebration that we're going to do. This is, you know, coming off of some jubilee and some. These aren't cliche-ridden celebrations. We all know that this is National Poetry Month, and we're drawing to the end of that. We have a little bit of poetry coming your way. In fact, I did some photographs of some of the sidewalk poetry here in Northfield. Here's one. Heraclitus haiku?
Heraclitus, I would say.
Heraclitus, okay. You know, again, it's got to be said with care.
Careful.
But here it is, haiku, which is, what is that, 575? I don't know. You know, if it need be. But I think there's some haikuist who enjoy a little more freedom than that.
Yeah, there might be some flexibility in that world after all.
But this one I liked, enter, then leave. Then enter the river again, new river, new you.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
I've been to the river and I've been baptized and you come out and
I imagine myself shooting out of the water like a Stephen, like a young Stephen Campa.
Yeah.
Boom. Can I offer another Northfield sidewalk poem?
Would you?
This one is called Sandhill Cranes. They are here. Hear their fluted calls, great gray sentinels of spring, whose sandy silver bones hearken to a time when we were not.
Let's just let that one settle for a minute.
Yeah.
Be nice if we had some baked beans to help it settle, but.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that probably, you know, head out into the mean streets of Northfield and see if you can find where those two.
Yeah,
we
should really offer a reward if you can find them.
Yeah.
It is, in addition to Poetry Month, it is National Welding Month.
Oh.
Rob, you've sure donned the welding, what is it, a helmet, a mask?
The helmet, the mask, yeah, I've had the mask on before as I've done the heavy lifting, as it were. You can't be afraid of, you know, shocks of light, sparks right. and such.
Well, I'll confess, I am yeah. afraid of it. Okay. And when I was in
it's okay.
high school, I took metal shop from Eugene Pose, Mr. Pose, Polish, rather brusque mm-hmm. gentleman. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And one day he was chastising some of us, and he said, there will be no welding in the smoking booth.
To which everyone nodded and went, yep, that makes perfect sense, Mr. P.
We're not going to weld in the smoking booth. No.
We've sworn off it. Yeah. Let me see. So National Welding Month, or is it International Welding
I think it's,
Month?
Yeah, I think it's.
Let's go big or go home when yeah, it comes to welding.
I guess so.
Yeah. It's also, oh boy, and this is where things get real. It's Dog Poop Awareness Month.
It is. And I guess the question that's before us as we make our way through mm-hmm. is what level of awareness is called for?
Well, okay. If we could just kind of go on a bit of a tangent here and speak to this. You know, this is one of those Minnesota winters.
Are you going to unpack this?
You might say. This is one of those Minnesota winters like the last that didn't have much snow.
Right.
You know? And so we suffered the sight of frozen dog excrement
right.
all winter long. Mm-hmm. It was never hidden. It never had this kind of shroud of beautiful whiteness over it, you know?
Right.
Of course, the downside to that snowy covering is when spring comes.
Right.
And the unsightliness of it all can really break a man's heart.
Yeah, there was a neighbor of mine that was out doing, you know, his
cleanup.
Yeah, he was doing his duty, and his wife was at the door yelling at him.
Wait a second. Wait a second. Is this the sort of thing that happens in your neighborhood?
You missed a spot. She kept saying, you missed a spot. And I jumped in. I said, hey.
Ease up on my brother.
<That's right>.
he's doing his best.
We are coming this week is Scoop the Poop Week. So if you've failed to show sufficient awareness, this is your chance.
We would just make this suggestion. Do it early in the morning while the temperature is cool.
Yeah. And if you're in a marital relationship, you know, maybe walk through how you're going to handle this together so you don't end up, you know, screaming at each other. I
mean. Right. Well, which leads us to our next monthly
right.
Yeah, no, is Emotional Overeating Awareness Month.
Yeah, what do you make of that? How do you overeat emotionally? I mean, I assume that's what that was.
Oh, many times I have stood in front of the pantry crying out, weeping for want of a peanut butter sandwich or whatever.
In your case, the entire chocolate cake that was meant for one of your kids' birthdays. Isn't that an incident?
You know, it's not an incident we have to break down here on the show.
Okay.
So, okay.
We're going to get to this one in a bit, World Hurricane Preparedness Month, because mm-hmm. we're doing a tune in a bit called Hurricane.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we'll look forward to that. I'm going to Florida. I'm leaving next week. I'm going to fly into Orlando, and then I'm going to go to a baseball game in Tampa.
Oh, yeah.
And the Tampa Bay Raves had their roof of their most hideous stadium in Major League Baseball
mm-hmm.
Blew off. It was an act of God.
It was a mercy.
It was. So they casted about for, you know, months, wringing their hands, what are we going to do? And they finally decided that they're going to play their games this year in George Steinbrenner Field, which is the Yankees' spring training facility.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
And it holds 10,000 people, which they haven't drawn that many people for years.
It's going to be just fine.
So it is fine. We got tickets.
Capacity's going to work.
Yeah.
Well.
So.
Okay. Well, since this is, you're probably remembering this is the favorites show.
Right.
I'm just going to combine one more kind of special monthly awareness, and that is Hug a Plumber Day, which we just passed, the 25th of April. So some of you probably knew it. You hugged your plumber or several plumbers. I didn't get a chance to hug my favorite plumber, but her name is Louise, and man, she could change out a fixture.
Really?
Like nobody's business. And so this tune by our friends Mipso is about my favorite plumber, Louise. Can we give that a little spin right about now?
Never had much luck. Just a couple of kids with a lot of love. We laid our fortunes on her daddy's old farm. We didn't see how dirt could do such harm. The seasons came and the seasons left. The only thing that changed was the shape of her dress. She said, "You're a good man, you will have my child. But you can't raise a living thing on this cursed old ground." We laid a sheet on the piano case, crying, "Good Lord, please, please, pack the things into the old farm car." Just a wondering if it could take us very far. And I said, "Everything about it takes a little luck." The gears rumble and the left door stuck. It doesn't come with any guarantee, but there's gas in the tank, Louise. Out here on the borderline, the sun sets low, like a couple of jackrabbits dancing in the morning snow. I knew we'd make it if we could just get out. The only thing we saw was love and self. The miles came and the miles went. Our hearts full, our money spent. Somewhere outside El Paso, my Louise cried out. She took my arm and said, "It's time now." I prayed and waited all night. Oh, Louise, please, please. I heard a new voice with the new day. And I thought back to what her daddy used to say. Takes a little luck. The gears rumble and the left door shut. It doesn't come with any guarantee, but there's gas in the tank. That little boy after Louise's paw. Found a plot of ground we could call our own. Builds a house, builds a home. We said everything about it takes a little luck. Gears rumble and the left door stuck. It doesn't come with any guarantee. In the tank, there is.
That was, of course, Mipso with a song about their favorite plumber and mine, Louise. Man.
Yeah. That Louise could plumb. Is she still plumb? I don't know.
Hard to say.
Right.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
You know, there's been a bunch of kind of origin stories floating around about how Mipso got their name.
Yeah.
And, well, one thing I was struck by, I hate to keep badgering you, Rob, with these kinds of questions, but the guitar player and vocalist is, last name is Terrell. And, of course, that begs the question, any relation to Jerry Terrell?
I was going to say, I think I know where you're going. I think we got a Jerry Terrell reference coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty, I mean, Jerry Terrell could really handle a guitar, couldn't he?
He's my brother Paul's, who's listening to the program, all-time least favorite player. He was...
their favorites and their least favorites.
Jerry was able to ground into double plays that were seemingly impossible to do.
Yeah, and with a plum.
The band formed while they were college students at UNC Chapel Hill, which I always have a fondness for bands that... You know, guys that found each, they had a kind of campus party band, and one thing led to another, yeah. And then next thing you know, it's Mipso.
Yeah, yeah.
So I like those guys a lot. So we can break down, because we'll play more Mipso down
Mipso
the road.
Mipso will return for sure.
So we'll break down. It stems from a Japanese reference, which I think is kind of cool.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that at another time.
Just going to let that hang out there for now.
Yeah, I think so. So our next tune comes to us from one of our favorites, Oliver Wood.
Mm-hmm.
I think we mentioned before when we played some Oliver, what was that tune we did about the guy who... is always smiling, you know. And he says, gratitude is my religion.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Yeah, kindness.
Kindness
is my religion. Yeah.
So we're going to change it up a little bit. We got connected with Oliver when Rob and I were doing a podcast some years ago, which our listenership is well familiar with. So we reached out to Oliver and asked for permission to play that particular tune, but this is a change up, and I've been thinking about the world in which we live and the need for lament.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I have learned about particularly the Book of Psalms, there are lament psalms.
Sure.
And they pull no punches. They the psalmist just speaks his mind, her mind, mm-hmm. They're kind of shocking. You know, you read them and you go, really?
Kind of sort of unvarnished.
Yeah, did that make the cut?
Yeah, right.
And there it is. And it's actually an encouragement to those of us for whom, you know, the faith thing doesn't always come so easily.
Mm-hmm.
So here's Oliver. His turn to get the blues.
Lord, won't you save us? Yeah, Lord, why you gotta plague us? How we gonna last much longer? Lord, you could have made us stronger. Now we're lost in our love. Get the blues. Lord, can't you hear us? Dear Lord, maybe do you fear us? Yes, you're the great provider, but Lord, you could have made us kinder. Now we're lost in our gonna get the blues. Get the blues. Oh, she's gonna get the blues.
Hello, this is Rich Larson, the general manager of KYMN Radio. Our friends Rob Bryden and Will Healy are too shy to tell you this, so I'll let you know myself that you're listening to On a Tangent with Rob Bryden and Will Healy on 95.1 FM, AM 1080, and KYMNRadio.net in beautiful downtown Northfield, Minnesota.
There's Oliver pulling no punches, speaking his heart. We loved it.
Yeah, that trombone, that's a special kind of timbre, lament timbre, perhaps.
Yeah, it is. I put a little bone in my day, and I didn't bring that, though.
No, not everybody can.
Yeah. What I'm about to share with you is a prayer that came to me from the Reclaiming Jesus Elders Project. This is their confession of faith in a time of crisis. The Sojourners community and others. Lord God, we come to you and lament tonight, our hearts broken over the things that break your heart, the senseless violence that goes on unabated in our cities, in our places of worship, on our borders, in our neighborhoods and families, the loss of life and homes. Across this country as the fires rage, we grieve with those in Ukraine, Gaza, South Sudan, Syria, too many to name, as well as here in our own towns and cities, those whose communities have been forever maimed. We lament that you who created every human being in your image, you who have conferred on all of us a divinely decreed dignity, worth, and God-given equality, that you have seen that image so callously denied so many. We lament the resurgence of white nationalism and racism in our nation on so many fronts, including the highest levels of our political leadership. We lament racial bigotry used for political gain, and we confess that our silence is complicity and a denial of the gospel we profess. We lament the abandonment of the most vulnerable among us, our complicity with growing attacks on immigrants and refugees, those being made into cultural and political targets, and that while you have made our treatment of these sisters and brothers and siblings of ours the test of our faith, we have failed the test. We lament the neglect or the well-being of low-income families and children, the repeated attempts to deny health care to those who most need it, the national sin of cutting services and programs for the poor while cutting taxes for the rich. We lament leadership, both in government and in the church, that has replaced servanthood with arrogance and a quest for dominance, that has replaced civility toward those with whom one disagrees with hostility. We lament a domination and exploitation rather than a stewardship of the Earth's resources. The global poverty, environmental damage, deadly disease, food and clean water scarcity caused by our short-sightedness and neglect. We lament the temptation of power, cultural conformity, racial class, and gender divides that have grieved you, O God, failing to love you with all heart, soul, and mind, and to love our neighbors without exception as we love ourselves. Lord God, we believe that you have called us not only to lament and not only to repent, but to the difficult work of repair. And so this evening I thank you for those in this community who have given themselves to that difficult work. May we not weary, as the scriptures exhort us, not weary of doing good, for it is in the name of the one who calls and equips us that we pray. Amen.
Somewhere outside London where the wheels turn on nothing, I know she's cold. Plagued by thoughts that linger, simple, nothing bigger, nothing whole. Man alive, you tell yourself I'm stuck, I just can't seem to take a hold. If sights or sounds or places, a God I know the face of still untold. Go on, hold me. Go on, hold me. Hold on, beautiful. Witness what I listen. There's a world here you're missing to behold. A fiery night under the skies to warm your heart and hide away the cold. Venture out a little further, somehow you might find the courage to go. 'Cause if you stand there long enough, you will realize you're really on your own. Go on, hold me. Go
Curtin Kids took us out of that beautiful and deep lament into a tune called Undress the World. And it's just such a lovely song, isn't it? I mean, their harmonies are so lovely. Their playing is exquisite and clean. And it just goes to deep places, just like that yeah. lament did. Thanks for sharing that.
Well, yeah, I don't know if you needed that as much as I did right then.
Oh, but, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, great tune.
Yeah, kind of a salve, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Good word.
Well, let's let's maybe shine some more light in this room, shall we? Even though it's getting a little bit later.
Yeah.
Let's bring a little bit of light. This is a well-known song from Levon Helm of the band. This is his tune, Hurricane.
Shrimp boats are hurrying home. The old man down in the quarter slowly turned his head. He took another sip from his whiskey bottle and looked at me and he said, said I was born in the rain by the Poncho train.
Levon Helm's tune, Hurricane. Yeah, it takes a lot of water to wash away New Orleans, man.
You know, Levon Helm, I was reading up on Levon. I've been listening to him for years. This thing I did not know about him, that he, at the tender age of 6, he heard Bo Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys. And that led him to decide he wanted to become a musician.
Yeah.
And when I was in college, my sophomore year, a couple buddies and I did a road trip in a VW camper. And
thankfully, those things were so comfortable, especially if you're 6'9".
Well, yeah, you know, you pop up the top, you know, sure, the pop top. and you just kind of stick your feet out where the mosquitoes can get at them, and it's living, man.
Yeah,
it's just
right.
living. And we
so
went
when,
to,
when was the, well, what year was this?
This was 1975.
Yeah.
We went to the Bean Blossom Bluegrass Festival, which was on Bill Monroe's own campground in Bean Blossom, Indiana. And he was there with the Bluegrass Boys. And Kenny Baker was his fiddle player. And one morning at about 6 a.m., Kenny came and rustled the door of our tent and wanted our $2 of tent money.
Yeah, right.
And so he put the boys to work. And I had a chance to shake Bill's hand. And it was an experience. So getting that connection with Levon warmed the cockles of my heart.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And that's a great tune.
Yeah, that's a great one. That's a great one. Well, speaking of great tunes, what
beginners.
I'm... What's that again?
Beginners.
Oh.
We're doing that now.
We are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. We're going to do a little something by Scott Mulvihill. You know, sometimes after the hurricane has come on through,
mm-hmm.
Thankfully, FEMA comes to the rescue.
Maybe.
That's not for sure these days.
Mm-hmm.
But let's hope that their good work can continue when needed this summer, and to help folks get a fresh start and begin again. And speaking of, here's Scott Mulvihill's tune, Begin Againers.
Like a blank page, get to start from scratch. It could be anything, man, there's no catch. It's a good place for a dreamer, a good place for a dreamer to dream away. Nothing like a clean slate, you get another shot. Ooh. To do things like you meant to the first time you picked up the chalk. Ooh. It's a good day for a sinner, a good day for a sinner, so why wait? For a clean slate. Sometimes I get caught up where I never meant to be. It's the curse of being free, the curse of being free. But baby, it's a good day for the travelers and the sinners. All would be winners, every day begin again. There's nothing like a full tank in an open road. Cause every destination is between somewhere and somewhere else in this great nation, and it's your world. It's a good thing for a traveler, a good thing for a traveler, like cash in the bank. Oh, a full tank. Sometimes I get caught up where I never meant to be. It's the curse of being free, the curse of being free. But baby, it's a good day for the travelers and the sinners. All would be winners every day. Begin again. Ooh.
Scott Mulvihill with the Begin Againers. Scott Mulvihill, of course, was the bass player, the young phenom bass player with Ricky Skaggs' band, and has moved on now to do a bunch of things on his own and with other side projects, the Slap Dragon Band. He plays bass with those guys and writes a bunch of tunes.
Is he exclusively stand-up bass?
I think mostly, yeah. I think I've only seen him play stand-up bass.
Yeah.
And he does this really funky TED Talk. He's got something called the Database, which is...
Oh, nice.
Yeah, right. Which is kind of a techno bass that has hot spots all over the body. And he just does all kinds of groovy stuff with that bass and incorporates it into his talk. And it's really clever.
So go dig that up.
Yeah, TED Talk.
While you're at it.
Yep.
We wanted to mention a few birthdays. It is the birthday of the Norwegian anthropologist Thor Heyerdahl, who, along with five others, set out in a balsa woodcraft known as Kon-Tiki. They wanted to prove that the Peruvian Indians could have settled in Polynesia. The trip began in Peru. It took 101 days to complete. You know, balsa wood, I mean, that's what we used to, you know, make our Pinewood Derby cars when I was a Cub Scout.
Sure.
So
yeah.
I'm not buying it, but...
You think that maybe someone's been stretching the truth as it relates to Thor Heyerdahl?
Well,
it could be so.
He's no longer with us to defend himself.
That's
but
right.
He did have a birthday on this date in 1947, along with way back in 1891, Charlie Patton, the American Delta blues musician.
Hey.
We'll probably play some Charlie along the way.
Yeah, for sure.
Pony Blues, High Water Everywhere. That's a great tune, and I like to wear it or play it when I'm wearing my high water pants.
Yes, indeed, it's most appropriate.
So,
Charlie Patton.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for those birthday celebrations.
Yeah,
well,
there's a few more here if you want to give some acknowledgement to jump in here, Rob.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I have the. I don't know if I'm working.
Well,
off the same
in 1906, Tony Big Tuna Ricardo was an American mobster who was involved in the St. Valentine's Day massacre in Chicago. And so Big Tuna, you know, I like tuna sandwiches.
Sure enough.
But I don't think of Big Tony Big Tuna Ricardo when I'm...
No, I think of something else altogether. Yeah, indeed. Well, yeah, happy birthday, Big Tuna. I hope you're not offended.
No, I hope not.
I do not mean to offend. It's a nice little radio show you got there.
Yeah, that's right.
Be quite a shame if something had to happen to it. Happy birthday also, way back in 1924, to Blossom Dearie, American jazz singer, pianist, born in East Dunham, New York, and has been, we've been... without Blossom Dearie for about 15 years now, so I tip my cap.
Well, especially when spring is springing and, you know, we got blossoms all about.
Indeed.
I think of Blossom Dearie and listen to her on occasion. Carolyn Jones was born on this date, the American actress who played the role of Morticia Adams in the Adams Family.
Yes.
So Carolyn, you know, liked... her meals with blood. She liked to drink a lot of blood.
Well, happy birthday. and happy birthday to another one of our favorites. 1966, the year before I was born, American golfer, Big John Daly.
Big John Daly. Yeah.
Who for some reason has been... on quite a tour across my Instagram feed lately.
Oh, really?
I'm not sure what's happening there.
Well, Big John, he's no stranger to the grape, and also
you might say
he just lives very large out there on the golf course.
Yes, he does.
once said, I believe nicotine plus caffeine equals protein.
What I like about Big John is he was never a big fan of laying up.
No,
he wasn't. Know? Grip it and rip it, brother.
Yeah, throw it at the stick. One more Big John Daily quote. I don't think I've ever stepped into a gym. They won't let me smoke there. I just thank God Miller Lite isn't as fattening as most beers. If I cut back on beer, I'd look anorexic.
You gotta love a guy who knows himself, yeah, right?
You need a picture of John when we're talking about him here.
Yeah, we'll give us just a few minutes, and we'll have that up on the website.
We will,
you know, to accompany your listenership. Well,
finally, I do want to mention one more. 1966, yeah. The American rapper Too Short was born in South Central Los Angeles,
yeah.
And Too Short. Well, you'll have to Google Too Short to get the full experience of Too Short. But
yeah.
He was Too Short for some.
These things are entirely a matter of perspective, of course.
I think so. Yeah. I think so. I've never been accused of being too short.
Right.
How about you, Rob?
Oh, yeah, not by many.
Right.
Yeah.
And occasionally, I'll bet.
Once in a while, I'll meet a tallster.
Yeah.
Right. 6'9" like yourself.
Yeah, like myself.
Yeah.
I think I mentioned this on the program, but I was in the doctor's office not that long ago, and he's looking at my chart, and he says, well, you're 6'8", and I said, no.
Yeah, I feel inclined to correct you.
Yeah, I'm 6'9". And he said, no, I'm looking at it right here, you're 6'8". And I said, you know what, Dr. Elgar, his name will go unmentioned.
Yeah.
I said, I'll just find another doctor.
Yeah. This has been nice and goodbye forever.
Somebody is going to tell me the truth.
Yeah, right. So. Yeah, what I don't need around here is the truth. Well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to
all.
To many, right.
And just, I thought, you know, in the spirit of kind of tonight's favorites, we've had some favorites in the spoken word category, lots of favorites in the musical category. I thought I would share one of my favorite spring stories.
Sure.
From my days years ago coaching softball here in Northfield at a local college. And there was a springtime tradition there. I didn't know about this when I started coaching. In fact, this is the way I learned about this springtime tradition. Was during a Saturday morning. It was midday, really. I remembered being in the middle of the first half of a doubleheader we were playing on the old Carlton softball field.
Oh, but not necessarily. Oops, Carlton.
Well, that's where it was taking
place.
You were
using the field anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it was the only field in town that was free of snow, is what I would call. And so we are probably trailing by a run or two at the time, right. As I recall, which sometimes was the case. And our doldrums were interrupted there in the middle of the game by a loud shout from across the field on one of the dorms that was about, I don't know, it was a softball field and a couple of intramural fields away.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe 300 yards or something like that. There was a loud shout from that general vicinity, and sure enough, down this big hill, pouring down this hill, mm-hmm. came a throng of humanity, wiggling and jiggling their way down to the intramural fields, wearing nothing but running shoes and the occasional mascot animal head. And it became clear that their intent was to come include us in their morning hijinks.
Sure.
And so there they were hollering and making their way across intramural field number
merry.
One. Yeah, making merry. Yeah. Yeah. We were still playing our game. We were still losing as usual. And they came across the first field. They got to the second field, and it was all of a sudden, I think reality might have been setting in it a little bit at this point. and they were slowing down a little bit. The shouting had diminished to just an occasional holler, you know. And by the time they hit the softball field, they had stretched out into a long line, and some of them were doing fine, and some of them were most definitely not doing fine. It was a trot at best.
Right.
And it was right about that time that the umpire decided to call the action on the field to a halt. So the game stopped. And here came the streakers thumping down around home plate. And there, we didn't want to make eye contact because that would be unseemly. So most of us were just sort of looking down
at the backs of your hands.
Yes, yeah. Stealing an occasional glance at the running club or whatever they were. By the time they got to home plate and turned back toward the dorm, they were worn.
They were spent.
Through, man.
Yeah, they were spent.
In fact, there was one gentleman who. One gentleman who, when he got to the first base dugout, took his animal head off and held it under his arm and slowed his pace entirely to just a walk. He was like, I'm through with this, man. I don't know whose idea it was, but it was a bad idea. And so he's walking up the first baseline. And sure enough, there was one runner kind of resolutely churning along. And as she came up close to him, she kind of drew her arm back, and it was clear what was gonna happen. Sure enough,
yeah,
smack of encouragement,
a little slap ass.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that might have drawn a cheer, you know. And it was at that point the umpire said, "You know what? Let's play ball again." And so we did. While the crew made their way back to the dorm for maybe more of the same. Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
So. So, yeah, a little bit of spring streaking at Carleton College. And as I kind of, as I researched the topic at Carleton, what I was surprised to find was that there's a rich tradition of streaking at Carleton.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In fact, I went back to the student newspaper, the Carletonian, in 1967, as I said earlier, the year I was born,
mm-hmm.
Which talked about streaking is one of the markers of kind of a deteriorating atmosphere on campus.
According to who?
Yeah,
well, the according dean to the of writer. Students.
Yeah, right. Oh, it's clearly a dean of students kind of thing. Here's what they said: example of Carleton's social problems include the large number of departing female students, the rise of class spirit. Low grades, I don't know what this means, destruction, mm-hmm. streaking, drinking, and the popularity of rock dances.
Yeah.
So it's only continued on, I think, since 1967.
Well, I don't know. They maybe have decided to straighten up and fly.
I don't know.
That could be.
Perhaps. Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, in the spirit of all of that, let's celebrate the moment, shall we?
Yeah.
This is Wolfpack with their wonderful and super funky tune, Wait for the Moment.
Said wait for the moment, gone home, went to bed, while the other kids, they're still outside. I don't feel time when I sleep, so I snuggle up with my sheet and wait for a brighter day. I play football tomorrow with only my best friends, people I like, but I don't love, I'm not allowed. I wonder if Sharon will see me, but I'll play cool, cause cool is what you have to do. It's hard to make a point when you're living
so loud. Turn it down. Trying to get my friend excited about not being invited. I say that's an opportunity, but don't I smile? Listen, don't I smile? It was so nice to get a call. Children, I'm good at stuff, and you're into stuff. Ooh, let's make products. I'm a product guy, and you're a produce girl. I said the money, 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 money will be spent. I'm not to the grooves that turn you off. Bass man.
Our listenership to a measure of lament when they have to wait for an entire month.
Yeah.
But it's out of our hands. We, you know, if you got a problem with it, call City Hall, I guess.
Yeah, would call be, City Hall.
That's where I'd go
yeah, right.
with these kinds of concerns. We want to wrap up with a poem because it is indeed nearing the end of April and it's national, international, I don't know. It's certainly locally celebrated Poetry Month. I was invited to throw my hat in the ring for the Poet Laureate position here in Northfield and gave it some strong consideration, but you had to, you know, develop programs and, you know, encourage other poets, and you know, I've written a few poems, but I just didn't feel like I was that qualified.
Did you have to? Were you required to host a poet potluck?
Well, there would have been that, and I would have. I was thinking actually about who's that guy that does the pig roast in town?
Scotty B.
Scotty. Yeah. I thought, man, we throw Scotty together with some would-be poets, and Mike, you got yourself evening.
Yeah, let the free verse begin.
Well, we love Billy Collins, who was a poet laureate, I believe, for a season or two.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great spring poem by Billy. If ever there were a spring day so perfect, so uplifted by a warm, intermittent breeze, that it made you want to throw open all the windows in the house and unlatch the door to the canary's cage. Indeed, rip the little door from its jam. A day when the cool brick paths in the garden were bursting with peonies. Seemed so etched in sunlight that you felt like taking a hammer to the glass paperweight on the living room end table, releasing the inhabitants from their snow-covered cottage. So they could walk out holding hands and squinting into this larger dome of blue and white, Well, today is just that kind of a day. There's our friend Billy Collins right there.
That's a great one.
Yeah. Rob, how are we going to take us out here?
You know, let's have a little song of hope, shall
yeah,
we?
By all means.
This comes from, who is this? Birds of Chicago? Yeah, Birds of Chicago with their great tune, American Flowers. So let this one bathe you.
I've seen American flowers all across this land, from the banks of the Shenandoah along the Rio Grande. Do not feel the winter blowing in the hearts of men. I have seen American flowers, they will bloom again. On the south side of Chicago, man who's not yet grown went out for a ride, but the car was not his own. Well, he did not see the stop sign or the boy on his skateboard. Now he's lying broken on the ground. Nobody around. He could have drove away, but he pulled on over to the curb and he ran out where he lay. Used his hoodie for a pillow, said, little man, you're gonna be okay. And he waited for the ambulance to come. I've seen American flowers all across this land, from the banks of the Shenandoah along the Rio Grande. Do not fear the winter blowing in the hearts of men. I've seen American flowers, they will bloom again. Tender was the night down in the Tenderloin, in an alley off O'Farrell Street, in the neon glow. She finally caught that dragon a mile from Chinatown. She took her wings and eased her body down. She gave a little shudder, but no pain, she felt no pain. And she knew that she was back on home in Morgantown again. She could smell the lady's slippers in the wild thimbleweeds. Mama, I was just mad, I never meant to leave. I've seen American flowers all across this land, from the banks of the Shenandoah along the Rio Grande. Do not feel the winter blowing in the hearts of men. I've seen American flowers, they will bloom again. Laying roof in Texas, it's the job for someone younger, and so is catching fastballs from your grandson in the summer. But there you are saying, come on kid, let me feel that hummer, with your back and hips and knees on fire. And he said, come on, Grandpa, when you gonna let me throw a curve? And you're looking back at him in the sun and you feel your heart is bursting. Let me keep him from himself and those that mean to hurt him, if that be your will, oh Lord. I've seen American flowers all across this land, from the banks of the Shenandoah along the Rio Grande. Do not feel the winter blowing in the hearts of men. I've seen American flowers, they will bloom again. Thank you.
there off the interstate in Northwest Ohio, in the amber waves of grain and the assemblies of crows, there rose the two twin spires beside a golden dome, the Islamic mosque of Greater Toledo. I was flying down the highway when it caught my eye. I was sipping red cream soda, I was listening to Johnny Prine, and I saw that golden dome against a pink and purple sky. I was singing, don't let your baby down. I've seen American flowers all across this land, from the banks of the Shenandoah along the Rio Grande. Do not fear the winter blowing in the hearts of men. I've seen American flowers, they will bloom again.
Oh, I love that line from the banks of the
Shenandoah
to the River Rio Grande.
Yeah, that's great.
That's a great tune.
Yeah, I've seen American flowers. They will bloom again. So if you need a little, just a little word of hope, you know, keep your eyes open.
Yeah.
They're coming.
Yep.
So.
Well, we want to thank you for joining us once again here on the mighty airwaves of KIM Radio. It's been a privilege to be here.
Yes, indeed.
Episode number 4. We've already, you know, lived well beyond our shelf life.
Yes, the episode, the archives are
the early filling projections
up, right?
Were. Yeah, had this thing wrapped up a long time ago.
Yeah, I hope you bet the over.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Well, we'll just check our inbox and see if we're going to be up again. If we are, we'll welcome you back.
Yeah, I'm available.
Yeah, I am too. I got some time. And you've been listening to On a Tangent. We probably have some things that we should be announcing. This is the local home to our beloved Minnesota Twins. They took one on the chin this afternoon, but it was rain shortened, so there's an asterisk. I don't think the
I don't even know if that counts.
I don't think the White Sox, birds of Chicago that they are, should be holding their heads particularly high.
Pigeons of Chicago.
Yeah,
as it
they're
were.
Pigeons. That's all they are. Yeah. So anyway, we're going to take you out with our theme song here. Yeah. But any closing thoughts, Rob?
You know, I just want to say it's been fun kind of sharing our favorites, and we appreciate you opening up your ears to all the stuff that we've rolled out tonight. And we, of course, want to thank the show's executive producer, new at the wheel, Will Sherman. Will is on his game tonight, so thanks to Will for his Herculean work.
Here's what I noticed when Will took the ball
at
the beginning. He had a lot of hop on his fastball, that was my first immediate reaction. Mm-hmm. There was a guy, a pitcher one time, who felt like he'd lost his hop on his fastball, so he, in the clubhouse one day, he swallowed a live frog.
Is this a true story?
Yeah, true story. His name was Rick Falk.
Yeah.
And I tried to find his grave. I was in Illinois or wherever. I was told he was buried. I wanted to pay my last respects and maybe swallow a frog myself.
Yeah. Here's a little something for the effort, Rick. Well, who knows? Maybe in May we'll be doing the frog show.
Yeah. It actually was. We didn't include this, but it was something Frog Appreciation Month or something. There's something to do with frogs this month.
Oh, you know what it was? I think it was Save the Frogs Day.
Save the Frogs. Yep. Yeah. So that's what this show does. It just when you think there's you know, you're on a tangent and you're not necessarily thinking of sure. connections, and there it is.
Yeah. Yeah, you've taken all the actions you could possibly take in one day. Well, yeah. get out there and save the frogs. You have yet time.
I hate when I run over a frog.
Oh,
you know, that's just an ugly.
I do too.
Okay. We're done here.
We're gonna pull the plug on this show, and we're going to take you out the same way we took you in with the Cactus Blossoms. We'll see you next time on a tangent.
Hey, baby, do you want to take a trip with me?
We got there.
Got a feeling there might be a silver lining all around.
Up here in the tree, no place I'd rest.